I love this guy. Mark Warner is, I guess, Maulaw, M-A-A-W-L-A-W, which stands for what, Mark? Mark Warner Law?
Yeah, plus my initials.
Well, that's fine. That's a perfectly good way of marketing yourself. The most important thing for our listeners to know, and I love having Mark on because he is a trade lawyer, and not just here in Ontario, but also across the line, so well acquainted with both sides of doing trade, and very particularly American-Canadian trade. And we've had him on a number of times because he is probably more than anybody on the sidelines watching what's going on in Washington with regard to the NAFTA talks. And I guess the best way to kick it off is you probably haven't had the option to sit and listen to what we've been talking about for the past half hour, but I did one of my little verbal essays saying I'm a little worried about this, but I do wish Chrystia Freeland luck because I'd be crazy not to. This is my country. And then we took a number of calls from people who say they're worried. Should they be worried?
Well, I think we should be a little bit worried because it's just not clear to me what the government, what the federal government is trying to do here. I mean, they seem to be staring Trump down and hoping that he will go off course on the outstanding issues, which we've talked about before. I mean, they essentially are talking about three or four of them. One of them are demands for dairy concessions so that Americans get more market access, which means some changes to our supply management system. Now, the Americans don't want to have the Chapter 19 review of anti-dumping and countervailing duty systems. So, and there's some talk about culture. It's not exactly clear to me how deeply the Americans are committed to that. And I guess the other sort of issue, the other sorts of issues float around that around intellectual property, copyright law, and pharmaceutical products. Things that we have more or less agreed to in the context of the original Trans-Pacific Partnership under Harper. So you'd think that, you know, that's not a huge heavy lift for the federal liberals to do if they had to at the price of keeping the deal. So, but it seems those are about the four holdout issues now. Some of the issues that we were holding out before in terms of a sunset clause, like would the agreement terminate, Americans wanted it to terminate after, I think it was 5 years.
Right.
With Mexico, they agreed that it would be a 16-year term and it would be reviewed every 6 years and extended for a further 6 years every time it was renewed. So that seemed to have put the sunset issue to bed. It looks like the liberals are bringing that back up again at the 11th hour. So, you know, they have if they're going to do a deal before the new Mexican president comes to power, essentially this September 30th deadline is real. And if you keep bringing new issues or trying to bring back old issues that the Mexicans and the Americans thought they'd settled, it doesn't really look like they're trying to get a deal.
Well, you know what, Mark, I was just going to say, if you want to believe that they're talking about the sunset clause, all you have to do is look at a tweet that's up there this afternoon, and it shows a picture of Chrystia Freeland this morning, and her exposed left palm has the word sunset written on it in ballpoint.
Yeah. Now, that might be that could be trying to reopen what the Mexicans and the Americans have done, as agreed to, as I said, or it might be something more limited. In the old Canada-U.S. free trade agreement, for old-timers, I guess I'm now an old-timer, from the late 80s, we actually had a same Chapter 19 review of anti-dumping and countervailing duty decisions. And that had a sunset in it that was for 5 years plus an additional 2 years. It may well be that what Canada's trying to do at the 11th hour is say to the Americans, okay, we get it. You really hate Chapter 19. Give us 5 years more, and then you can get rid of it if you really want to. That might be what they're trying to do there. As to sort of realizing that they can't really save Chapter 19 entirely, but given that Lighthizer, the United States Trade Representative, really hates it, that chapter, maybe he gets some sort of idea that he can end it in 5 years. And at the end of 5 years, there might be a different president, and you can come back and renegotiate it. That might be what they're thinking. So it's hard to say, but she's very,
No, I was just going to interject because our time is always limited, but I want to hear what you have to say because you know your stuff here. It sounds to me, if I reduce it to simplistic language, for everybody driving a car out there on the Don Valley in the 401 today, if we find a way to give a little bit on the supply management side, which is how we sell our dairy and how we allow their dairy in here, and if we play give and take a little bit on Chapter 19, as you call it, but we, I guess we can easily call it a dispute resolution mechanism. If we can come to terms on those things, we basically can get a deal, which begs a question. Are we prepared to give a little bit, do you think, after all this time? And are the Americans really, really interested in getting this deal done?
I think the Americans want, let's say Trump, really wants to get the deal done, but they want to get it done on their terms. I don't think they're interested. You know, in Trump's case, if he were to take a deal to the Congress that didn't have changes to supply management, he couldn't get that past Congress. I mean, part of the problem with the way the federal government has framed the debate and encouraged the framing of the debate is it's Trump versus Canada. One of the problems I think that people haven't really focused on, I think, enough, is that the holdout issues between Canada and the United States now, if their intellectual property, Chapter 19, and dairy, these are issues that there are a lot of people in Congress who Canada will need to be on our side. These are issues that where they clearly are in more agreement with Trump than they are with Canada. You know, like if you're taking a look at the two senators from New York, Chuck Schumer and Kristen Gillibrand, they're militant on the issue of Canadian dairy. Now, we need those two Democratic senators to protect us from Trump to the extent that he does anything really radical. So I think I hope that they're playing chess. I hope they've thought these things through three or four moves ahead. But that's kind of the concern to me. On intellectual property, you know, it's pretty clear that Canadians always want to favor the generic drug manufacturing industry over the branded or patented pharmaceutical industry. But there again, the key votes that we will need in Congress are people who actually agree with Trump that Canada needs to toughen our intellectual property laws. So I guess I just don't know who it is that rides to the rescue of Canada if these are the issues that keep us from doing a deal.
What's your best guess, Mark? Very quick answer. Are we going to get a deal or not? And are we going to get it quick or not?
I'm leaning towards we're not going to see a deal, including Canada. I think Canada's been playing for time from the very start. I did think it was interesting that, you know, Premier Ford, I did go down to Washington yesterday. The day before, his Minister of Economic Development made some comments where he was saying, come on to the federal government, get this thing done. And then they played nicely yesterday, and then I saw the comments this morning again from Jim Wilson saying, get this deal done. So I think that it sounds like they're not really hearing everything they need to hear from the federal government.
No, they went there to get some gravitas on it, and I think they did.
Yeah. So I think, you know, that doesn't mean it's completely an end. I think what Canada is kind of banking on is that this September 30th date isn't real, and that if September 30th comes and goes, that essentially the deal between Mexico and the United States evaporates, and then from Canada's viewpoint, we go right back, you know, to the clock resets, and you can spend another 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, or as they would say, however long it takes to get to a deal. I think that's what they're hoping for. My comeback to that is I just don't think that Trump is the kind of guy who looks to have his face basically washed in mud, you know?
No, he's not that kind of guy. Look at Mark Warner. I was just sorry, make the final point?
Sure, go ahead.
No, I said you make the...
Oh, I'm saying, so that's where we are. I think we're probably, the federal government's playing for time, and we'll have to see how Trump reacts. My guess is he won't just sit back and say, well played, Justin, you beat me on that one. Let's start a new game. I don't think he's going to do that.
He's not that kind of guy. Mark Warner, you are my kind of guy. I think we both have some trepidation here, and I have no doubt we'll be talking again.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark Warner. Mark Warner of MAA Law, MAAW Law, telling us, I don't think the greatest news. He doesn't know any more than I know, but neither of us feels particularly optimistic, and that's something that all Ontarians, all Canadians, but certainly Ontarians, have to keep a close watch on.